Vamped, first album, self-titled album is coming out on July 27th in the U.S. Can you tell us a little bit more about the concept and ideas behind this release?
I started writing for this album a little over a year ago, thinking I wanted something heavier than I had in the past with my band After Forever. So I tried to create a new sound that was heavier than before, very riff-oriented, still with bombastic and orchestral influences, but less than before, and try to find even more diversity in my vocals. So that was more the idea behind it, and to set up a band that is ought to become a band. So it started off more as a project, and not to create more like a solo thing around me, but more to let it grow into a band. But it usually takes time, and I didn't want to take the time to wait until something like that would, start to exist, because, you know, been around for over 12 years and didn't want to be out too long. So that was, the start.
And do you feel that since After Forever reached like a certain point, like a high point in the genre, do you feel that it was like a uphill battle that you had to start all over again with this new band of yours?
Well, not entirely all over. The experience, the network, and the know-how of all those years is something that I do bring into Revamp, and especially here in Europe, my name, Florianse, still means something. It's still, people are curious about what's going to happen now, and that gave me a little head start.
And do you think that this will translate to, all the fans that you had in After Forever are going to be immediately into this project, or you think that, were you afraid that you were going to disappoint, there was going to be some disappointment at some point?
I really wrote an album that I wanted to make, and that I hope people that liked After Forever before will also appreciate. Of course, you don't want to lose your entire fan base, but it's impossible to please everybody. So I did write something that I think is good, and I do think it has a lot of similar ingredients. It also has some things that are new, that it also left out some things. So of course there will be always people who miss something or, liked After Forever better. So of course, it would be a goal to reach as many After Forever fans as possible and to please them. But next to that, also to reach the people that never knew After Forever or maybe didn't even like it when they didn't know it. To show them this is something new.
And how do you feel that the new, since you recorded with different people and with the live band, how do you feel that that works now that you actually hit the stage a couple of times?
It works very well. I mean, of course, everybody has their own style, but I think it sounds very much like the album when we go live. It's a very heavy sound that we make, and I wasn't afraid that it wouldn't. It is a challenge, though, to grow into like a band that can maybe write the next album together. That's not a certainty. We're going to try and see if that works, if we can come up with a revamped sound that we create together. But to play the songs that we recorded with different people is really going well now. And has been, actually, since the start. And when we started rehearsing, it already grew into our own stuff, and everybody gave their own style and signature to it without losing the Revamp sound.
And we see a few shows here and there now for August, September, October. Do you guys are working on a full tour, or this is the way you want to start growing?
Well, you know, to start, it always is, it's most difficult to get a ball rolling, and I guess it never really stopped rolling for me. But for this one to get bigger again and to increase speed, you always need some time. And there are more and more shows coming in. There are a lot of things that I haven't posted online yet that just got confirmed or that are about to. There's a tour coming up. There are a lot of options for tours right now, but you know, the bigger bands have the power to do their planning, and then bands like ours get onto the bill usually latest. So there are a couple of things that are happening now also in the States that I try to do, but some things are confirmed and will be online within a few weeks, and the rest is to work on.
Now that you mention it, do you think that you will, for example, since you're starting again, you'll probably be end up opening for bands that were opening for After Forever in the previous years?
Yep. Yeah, that's what happens. But that's a natural process. I mean, if you get a bumped ego over that, I think you're in the wrong business.
And we see that the release date here in the States was like 2 months later. Did you guys have any say on that, or was just the label that just arranged it?
Yep.
And, I mean, you guys are with Nuclear Blast. Did you ever consider or dabble with other offers from different labels since After Forever was with Nuclear Blast at the end, too?
For the States, no. It was part of the deal that I signed in Europe with them. And that also covered the States, and I was satisfied with what was done last time. I know Nuclear Blast in Europe is one of the biggest or the biggest metal label, and here where you guys in the States, it's a different thing, but it was part of the deal, and I was satisfied with that.
And do you think it's too early to start thinking about touring the U.S., or you think that still your own name and the experience with After Forever has enough pull to get audiences going to shows here?
I think it's very important for us to come and play some shows. I think it's good that we find a nice headliner to go along with as a support band, and I believe wherever you are, whether it's Europe or the States, the shows are you know, your best marketing tool and most fun too. So I think it's very important that we come out.
And okay, well, going a little bit back to the beginning when you said that you wanted this to feel more like a band, not like a solo project, what was your idea behind this? Since a lot of other singers just release, you know, whatever random solo stuff, not metal oriented.
Yeah, I think I like being in a band more. There are so many forms in which you can do this, make music with people, and it needs to have a name. And then there's how you deal with things behind the scenes, and how you deal things, or how you have your appearance. And I like bands. I like to see there's a guitar player who's part of it, there's a drummer who's part of it, because even with solo projects, these people are part of it. They just don't have a name. But you do look at them on stage. And I sometimes miss that. And then, you know, the actual process, if it's possible to do things together, I think a good team is stronger than one person. And sometimes the band, you know, it all depends on how everybody is, and that's something that I'm going to find out now. So that's what I mean with the difference behind the scenes and how you look to the world, how you have your appearance. I like it. I like to be part of a band. I get attention enough. It is my band, unlike After Forever, that was our band, this is more my band, but nevertheless, it's a band, and what the efforts of the guys count for me, and that's important. And I started as a project, like I said, to speed up the process of things. I sort of divided everything into three, or the whole thing into three parts: the songwriting part, the album recording part, and then go live part. And during writing, I of course started to look with who do I want to record. Can I already work with band people that can go live with me, or not? I mean, that would have been nice, but if not, then you know I prefer to do it fast, other than wait for this person. Because I've been waiting long enough for others. I don't want this situation anymore. This is my planning, and yeah, it really worked well that way. So while writing, I find out with who I want to work and where I want to record, and when I was recording, I started looking for the people where I want to go live with and who wants to go into this new challenge with me. And it saves time, and I think, you know, if you're clear to everybody, it's a yeah, that's how it is, and it works.
And what are your long-term goals with this band?
Well, I really want, like I said, I want to grow into a band more in a way that we can write stuff together kind of grow into where After Forever was at a certain point. Also, you know, in how big we were, that would be nice to have with Revamp again, and maybe even bigger. I mean, sky's the limit, right?
Yeah. And how do you feel that Revamp sounds different from other bands?
I think mostly by the way I sing. I haven't heard a band yet that does things with a voice that I do. Not to sound like, hey, I'm the best, but that's you know, just my analysis, like the variation of the voice is something I think is typical for me, and typical for Revamp now. I think a lot of bands now either grow very heavy and bombastic or very poppy. And I didn't want to grow into either of them. I didn't want to have a poppy sound, and I didn't want to become super orchestral and, you know, have an orchestra take over half the band. So, and I came, you know, I found my way more in the middle there and more towards the guitars again. And also for the future, something I really want to do more. And I think that's a difference. I mean, it's almost impossible to, you know, reinvent something, but I do think we've created our own sound again in this genre that's always growing. Yeah.
And, I mean, you had a bunch of different guest appearances in the past. Are you going to keep doing that, or you want to focus on this band for now?
Well, the focus is always on my band, but I love doing, you know, guest appearances on stuff. If I get a good offer, I always want to do it. I love doing a lot of different stuff, yeah.
And for example, bands now, I mean, female singers are trying to growl or trying to do more of like cliche stuff that now became cliche. Will you ever go that way?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, for example, some female singers are just doing the growling now that it became popular with
mm-hmm.
Arch Enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you will consider in future releases?
Well, if you would say, do you consider growling in the future, I would say yes. I'm trying to do these techniques as an extra variation again. If you say now female-fronted bands and females are doing the same thing that men have already invented, and geez, now they're doing it again, and I kind of have to think, like, geez, well, guys have been trying to sing like girls for all these years in heavy metal. What's your point there?
Oh, no, well, I was mentioning it in a way that for a lot of new bands, it's becoming more of a gimmick than, you know, the actual idea behind it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
No, I mean, I love to get into a discussion with you about it, but I mean, in the end, it's an opinion, and you are entitled to have your own, but I can't confirm your image that women are now doing things that men have been inventing and, you know, integrating it now into their music. I think the whole female fronted scene is relatively new compared to the male dominated scene, and so they're still exploring their boundaries. There's still new things happening. There's still new sounds coming in, which I think is a good thing, because I think the first 5 or 10 years bands have been covering each other, and now it's nice to see there are more styles within metal integrated. I even think, you know, female fronted was a weird name that would mean that male fronted bands are male fronted bands. But you don't say that. A male fronted band is thrash metal or heavy metal. It gets, you know, the style title. When it's female fronted, it's female fronted, whether it's Arch Enemy or Epica or After Forever or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you make a pretty good point there.
I've been thinking about it.
And I mean, going back to the lyrics of the album, you have a couple of songs that are stitched to, I mean, there are different parts of like a full scope. Can you tell us more about your ideas behind this, the lyric writing of the self-titled album?
Well, I guess I always write about things that I that I'm interested in, or that did something to me emotionally, or that made me think. Whether it's very personal or more something that happened in the world, I write about it. So I can't really say there's one concept or something. There are three lyrics connected to one theme. It's called In Sickness Till Death Do Us Part. I left out the health part. Of course, usually it would be In Sickness and Health Till Death Do Us Part. It's a bit of a word game about somebody being sick in a state that, you know, he or she won't get better anymore, and what happens to you then? How do you think? How do you feel? And how is it for the people around you? So that theme I write about it through the eyes of the different people involved, and also in different stages of this situation. And that was just because I saw a movie, I read some articles, I heard of stories, and everything just came to me. It came together in my head in a way that I felt like I need to write about this. It's so daily. It's so common, unfortunately. And and other things. I mean, the ballad "I Lost Myself" is much more personal, and the Trial of Monsters, for instance, is about the tribunal we have now here in The Hague, International Tribunal for War Criminals. If you're a dictator and you do things against humanity, there's now a judge, and there's now a voice for all the victims, you know. That I think is an amazing thing, and that's where the Trial of Monsters is about. So, okay, very different concepts.
And, I mean, now that you have this release out of the way, you're setting up the band name, Revamp. Are you starting thinking about what are you going to start writing next, or are you just focusing on promotion?
Well, I think it's a combi. I want to start writing very soon because I don't know if it's going to work with my band, and I want to give them the chance to find, you know, to give this a try. And I mean, with After Forever, after working together for years, you know a bit more of what to expect when you start working together. This is new, and preferably we write this together, so let's just give that some time and think of other options when it's not working. I mean, in the end, for me, the songs and the band is more important than writing things together, regardless of what, you know, those things. So I think it's important to give that a shot while building up the name, going out live as much as possible, and spread the word.
And so you will consider that if it just doesn't work out, you're just going to kick somebody out and put somebody else in, or, I mean, I didn't quite
know. No, I'll write with somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And, I mean, are there any, I mean, just to kind of close it up, are there any things that you want to add and say to the American audience that's highly anticipated this release?
Well, I hope that people can listen to Revamp with fresh ears. Some might know After Forever and want to compare. Do your thing. but it's a new thing. Some people might not know After Forever. Well, then you get a fresh start, and I hope you'll enjoy it. And maybe even people who didn't like After Forever, give it a shot because it's different. I guess that's what I wanted to say.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the interview. Good luck with the promotion, and we'll surely see you guys whenever you make it this way.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for the support of Revamp in the States, and I do definitely hope we'll cross the ocean soon to come out and do some shows, and I hope that people will like it.